I mean, the best information available to us, you know, from those competent to carry out that, especially the vets and the like of that, there wouldn't be enough chemical to deal with 12 animals or 13, as was suggested, you know. And as far as actually shooting them again, which was also suggested, I mean, there's no way we could countenance that, you know, in terms of the spectacle that it would be in front of all the people that are down here, you know, mothers and children and so on and so forth. It just wouldn't be a very pretty sight, you know.
So at the moment, it's a case of we hope that this situation concludes quickly and the carcasses of the animals have been and are being disposed of.
Yes, I would say within the next hour or so, most of these animals will have expired, you know, and then we will proceed to bury the remainder of them, you know, which is just four animals as we speak.
Is this the normal procedure for disposing of carcasses of this size? There has been some concerns that as the flesh were to rot, it could cause holes and there could be danger there and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, just, I mean, this is a large beach over here at Mara Road, here below Falcara here, and I mean, it's frequented by an awful lot of people in the summertime, and there's no way that we could leave 12 carcasses on the beach here, you know. It just wouldn't, under health and safety regulations, you just wouldn't get away with it anyway. But, you know, I mean, normally this is what we do. We bury on site above the high water mark, and we bury them deep, cover them in lime, and that just puts an end to it, you know.